But I realized that, no, it's about connecting to an organization that really matches you as a person. I always feel that I want something unique, mm-hmm. different, because I'm born different.
Welcome back to Challenge Accepted, our employee-focused podcast. I'm your host, Anna Lee. In this episode, I'm joined by Haider Dawood. We talk about his journey from Saudi Arabia to Sweden and how he ended up at Norfolk. I have to say that I feel so honored to be able to speak to so many inspiring people about their journeys. I would like to just take a moment to thank every single person who has taken the time to sit down with me so far. Before we continue on to the episode, I would like to just add a disclaimer that we do mention the terms Vault House and ETH a lot in this episode. Vault House is our Stockholm based office, and Norfolk ETH is our gigafactory up in the north in Skellefteå. Now on to the episode. Welcome, Haider.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming into the studio to do this. I know that actually your office is nowhere near the studio, so I'm glad that you could come in today and join us.
Yeah, it's always nice to be in Stockholm, to be honest. It's my first time in Vault House, and I just get the vibe, actually, the North Vaulters. They were like so friendly, and they even showed me around before we met, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. Thanks for having me, and I'm really glad that to be part of this.
Well, I'm glad that my local colleagues made you feel welcome. So now that people know that you don't work at Vault House, would you be willing to sort of introduce yourself and what you do here at the company?
Cool. So my name is Haider Dawood, so we pronounce it well.
Thank you.
And I am the maintenance program coordinator at Skellefteå office. We basically working with the future. So the projects, the timelines that are focusing on executing the coming blocks. Mm-hmm. As you know, we were working with the Gigafactory, and it's so huge. So a lot of constructions going, a lot of projects going, and my job is basically to ensure that we have a production readiness or maintenance readiness in on those lines before we hand it over to production. So we make sure that we have maintenance, basically, strategy, personnel, trainers, equipment, spare house. And this actually starts from the beginning of the idea or itself from Blueprint, which is here in Vault House, construction, and until we do this installation of those machines until we do this hot commissioning and releasing the line. Basically, I take only, or my team, I'm reporting to the maintenance program manager, which is under the maintenance department, and let's say manufacturing. So we only focus on the manufacturing aspects, specifically the downstream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds like a large project, especially given that you're working with so many different teams.
I try to make it less technical as possible, and like a generalized answer, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things in between. So you have to coordinate all these activities, basically. So a middleman, I would say.
Yeah.
I will call myself. And every time you discover things about you, your job and your description, and that's the good about it.
Can you share a bit about your own history of where you're from and how you ended up in Sweden?
So I'm from Saudi Arabia, and coming to Sweden, it's not really common. That's why people always say that it's rare to find a Saudi person. I'm from the East Coast, and that's very special because it's where the oil founded in Saudi Arabia. And the largest oil company headquartered just close to my hometown, and which somehow have this link to Northvolt. It's like someone exactly in the, it's like someone talking to someone from Houston or Austin, maybe. Yeah, Austin, and then telling you to go to a more greenish country company as well, very sustainable, and also working with green batteries.
Yeah,
so it's very cool to find this contradiction. But of course, it's been a lovely journey. Started in 2018. I came as a student, master students in Uppsala.
Was all of this on purpose?
No.
Was it on purpose that you grew up next to oil and that you then end up in Sweden and then you end up working for a green company?
I don't know, actually. And even when I go back home, I see my colleagues. And by the way, the university that I studied, it's mm-hmm. really prestigious among like Middle East. It's yeah. called, it's literally called the University of Petroleum.
Okay.
If someone is hearing, is knows Arabic, Jama'at al-Petrol. Basically, I just said
yeah.
the University of Petroleum.
Yeah.
It's called King Fahd University wow. of Petroleum and Minerals. So, mm. and the whole environment, the whole culture, the whole industry is wholly based on oil. Yeah. If it's not the the oil, national oil company, it's then going to be a service company or a original equipment manufacturer company
yeah.
that can, I mean, the supplier of those
They're
projects.
They're all connected. Yeah.
Or connected to mm-hmm. the industry. So finding myself, even when I go back for visits,
yeah.
I feel like, oh my God, I cannot even enter that again.
And, Bit of an outsider.
I am an outsider, even from the beginning. That's why I chose a major, which is industrial and systems engineering.
But that kind of goes into to why Norfolk. What was it that drew you to the company itself? Like, was it the green part of it? Was it...
Okay, so usually companies find a problem. I mean, I'm talking in general.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there is exceptions, but they find a problem and then they solve it and then they provide services or products and then they grow. And then by time, they somehow adjust their mission statement, vision. Northvolt and similar companies, they set the slogan or the vision from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then they built on top of that,
yeah.
which is really cool. I mean, you can go to other companies and while it's growing, then they change their structure, mm-hmm. their policies, their... In Northvolt, it's set from the beginning.
Yeah.
We want to build the greenest battery. And everything is associated with that. And I was really happy to be part of this or join it. And okay, let me just talk about a little bit about myself. Those journey from leaving my home country and then being also working in different industries. I've been working with the food, beverages, fresh food, oil and oil and gas companies, industries. I've been working in automotive industries here in Sweden. Again, back to the fresh food, the beverages. And then, so it's not like fully finding myself in
yeah.
the manufacturing. Sometimes I think I want to just run away from it, but I realize that no, it's about connecting to an organization that really matches you as a person. I always feel that I want something unique, mm-hmm. different, because I'm born different. No, I'm just, you know, I have this feeling sometimes, this fantasies that I've been doing something different, not intentionally, but at least I, even
but like
if
you
I,
said, when you go back home, you feel like you could never really go back to that.
To that.
So it's different.
Exactly. Like even at least someone or some members of any family in back home at, like have associated with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like even my dad was working the oil refinery
mm-hmm.
Or someone work in the ricks or the oil fields, whether sea or land ricks. Some people like, we don't see them every single month. They have mm-hmm. like 1 month off and 1 month working, 7-4, 7-3, those
yeah.
terminologies.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like, they're just gone, you know, 6 months sometimes, and then they go. A lot of things changes, and it's a whole, it's heavily based on that. And it's a cultural as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even going to a country that is not even known for Saudis to study or to work or to live, like Sweden, Europe in general, like always until now, people mix that. Is it Switzerland again? And I said, no, Sweden.
So even when you talk to people, they have the exact same,
especially,
is it Switzerland?
Especially that I have the intention to go to Europe. It's closer for me. I don't want to go to the US. It's far away.
I was going to say, I thought it was just Americans that assume that when you say Sweden, it's Switzerland.
Yeah. And people literally doesn't, I'm talking about like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now like media and social media and of course Sweden Institute, SI, they're trying somehow to brand. And it's, of course, there are many companies that we live in. We consume their products are actually Swedish. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not referring to Kia or Volvo, no, something else. But no, I'm just saying that as a country, we don't really, like we always go to, let's say, fully English speaking countries. Like,
yeah.
If it's not the US, then it's the UK. If it's not the UK, then Australia.
Yeah.
Like, people actually want to go that far just to study or to live. It's somehow it's cultural as well.
So it's unique to you and unique to people.
Exactly.
Even back home. What I was going to ask you is, now when you go home or when you just talk to your family and your friends, do they have some sort of preconceived idea or notion about what you do?
Well, first of all, my family have visited me like in Sweden while I'm a student. But when I joined Northvolt, it was like followed with a new place. I'm going to Skellefteå. And it was like a new for me because I've been like staying in Uppsala for a long time. And so, but when I talk to my family, I always say that I'm working with the future. I'm working with something that is going to be the big new thing.
Yeah.
It's batteries. And they know that this is going to be the future. This is going to be where actually the world is heading to. My home country, Saudi Arabia, have announced the Saudi brand, first Saudi brand electrical car, going to be manufactured in Riyadh, the capital. So there is actually a national...
It's really cool.
Exactly.
So that must be really cool for you to see.
Exactly. And being someone who is one of the pioneers or someone, let's say, also entered the industry early, it's always a nice...
Also sort of challenged the status quo back home.
Exactly. Of course.
You went against the grain. What everyone else was doing.
I always know that Haider always like to try something new. It's going to be... Push boundaries. But my first, or they say my second full-time job was working in, of course, it's a very large beverage company, but it's working in sales. And they know that this also going to add value to me because I like to communicate ideas and I like to do something different. So they know that I'm somehow crazy.
No, but that you come in and you bring a unique perspective on top of what your education and what your knowledge is.
Exactly.
That it's not just purely a streamlined, you know, engineering degree, but you also have other ways that you want to communicate those ideas.
And this is how companies actually grow and improve as you integrate different solutions from different industries.
Exactly.
And we cannot say that all the people who join Northvolt have a battery background. Yeah. They are,
no.
But not all of them, although it's a heavily battery company and or into the battery business. So because they know that the integration itself it will be very beneficial for this.
It's also very new. So it's just having the benefit of bringing people in who they know are open and can learn more. But then on top of that, also knowing that you have the skills and the brains that know exactly how the energy system works or how the battery systems work. So then you know that you can easily train people and actually talk to them about how things work and they will be receptive to it and understand it to a certain degree.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't need to understand the nitty-gritty of it because they don't really work in that specific field, but everyone in the company should at least understand the basic functions of what a battery does.
To go to any industries, I was thinking that there is three main pillars. And this is especially for someone who is want to start their career in the battery business in general or any industry that they desire to join.
This advice that you're giving?
This is an advice to go to any industry or to join or to be part of this. Of course, you need this combination of those three pillars. One of them is education, of course. Also, experience, if you have. Sometimes you have experience with something before even having education with it.
Yeah.
And also the third one is the connection or the network that you are building. Of course, we can add a fourth one, or which is the passion. You are passionate about this because then the time will come. And many, many people who have been working with something, the surrounding is not really supporting, but they are so passionate about it. they have connection to it. They try to, let's say, be closer or sometimes even travel distance just to be with those people or those communities that work with that certain field. But it is somehow a combination. So you don't need to have education in battery to join Northvolt. Mm-hmm. You don't also need to have like the super like connection and I know the CEO of the... No, but you just need to have glimpses of those things. Mm-hmm. Of course, will always help. Like look at me. I told you, like, I've been working in food, fresh food industries, oil and gas industries. Mm-hmm. None of them was related to battery, even electrical
exactly
systems.
Like you said, it could be glimpses. So for example, the experience pillar could be that you have experience of someone else who has worked in it, or you have experience by maybe reading a bunch of articles about
exactly
the
and
industry.
You're showing that you want to
you're
be
interested.
Yeah, but yeah. When time comes, mm-hmm. when people, let's say, join,
yeah,
you need to think differently in that mm-hmm. case. You want to be more specialized in, mm-hmm. in that. Even after education, you want to work with that specific thing mm-hmm. within the battery industry.
Yeah.
In that case, you will have, let's say, your way mm-hmm. to that.
But going back to like your role at Northvolt and your team, would you say currently or have that you would want to share where you've had some challenges with your work and what you're doing?
I would say the challenges we experience are mostly externally, mm-hmm. like outside the Northvolt environment. Maybe the process are a bit let's say, or the pace is different
yeah.
to get those informations mm-hmm. to start, or to, let's say,
different bureaucracy outside of
exactly.
our organization.
And
yeah.
So this is what I say to reflect on my job is like, this is like one of the most challenges that I face, being fast but not too fast. Like, you want to finish.
You mean rush it. If you don't want to rush it.
You don't want to.
You want to do it right.
Exactly.
The first time.
Exactly. And how we can learn and anticipate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, how it's related to my job is basically, we want to deliver the projects. We want to deliver those lines. Mm-hmm. We want to start producing. And how to find this middle point between...
Yeah, the balance.
The balance, yeah. Exactly, between doing it good.
Doing it right.
Right. Exactly. And at the same time, doing it a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. But do you feel comfortable in the society? Do you feel like you have a place here? And then do you also feel like you have a place at the company?
Definitely. I feel, I can say to call it like a second home to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know friends and like, it's just like, you know, people, you hang out with people. I mean, in Uppsala, we have this international community, and even the locals are within that circuit. And also going to the north, by the way, it's something very nice because we have many people are sharing the same feelings. Mm-hmm. They're already been, let's say, leaving their home country straight to Skellefteå. Like, sometimes, like in my home country, of course, there is we're very collective society, but sometimes you want to still a balance from this. You want also to live in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now Swedish people are nice.
I'm actually very curious. I've asked most people this, just given that it's such a learning curve coming to the company, and a lot of people also get that sense when they start at the company that it's a lot of intense weeks or months with a lot of information. Would you say now, even after you've been here for more than a year, do you still learn new things every day?
Well, we have a common saying back home, if you have two identical days, then you are doomed. I think...
You're doing the wrong thing.
that's why you have to really push it and try to do something else, not necessarily related, job related,
mm-hmm.
but also from your personal. So I think moving in Sweden and specifically moving to Northvolt, I've been learning, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but this kind of goes into, you and I kind of cheated a little bit and talked a little before we started recording.
Oops.
But when we were talking about when you've felt proud at work and what you've done, we started talking about your approach to this at work. Because I asked you, I was like, is there anything that you've done at work that you felt extra proud about, or you felt seen or in that way. Do you want to sort of talk about that?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure if it's relating, but of course, I have felt extra proud. But I didn't reach that point without me being nice to myself. I'm always like this self-loathing feeling that, no,
I need to do more.
You did a great job, Dom. Really? It's like to question the intention as you start to question yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager, for example, writing me, for example, that, oh, that's a great job. And mm-hmm. I just got it yesterday. So I felt like extra proud if I really helped and added yeah. value to mm-hmm. other to people.
But like you said, it's not, you shouldn't feel alone in that. And you're definitely not the only one that feels that way. And that's what we started talking about. Okay, we have to round off here, but I would like for you to share sort of a personal story.
Yeah, it's like I have, when I reflect on the past, I did two decisions, and during the pandemic, I was in Sweden, and the experience of the pandemic in Sweden is totally different. Like, the Saudi officials have contacted the people in Sweden if you want to be evacuated back home. Mm-hmm. And I consult my friends at that time. They said, it's going to be there. It's like a lot of precautions. And here stay in Sweden. And all aspects was the right choice.
Yeah.
But at that time, I realized that I want to be with my family close. And exactly. And being with your family is always the right thing to do. And we went through this together as a family, and it was hard times. So I was thinking about it. Did I make the right
choice?
So I started to help my mom and to cheer her up and start a little boutique. Mm-hmm. And from that time, I realized that I have another passion. I'm learning something different. I'm making my family happy, making even videos, commercialized videos. I'm even letting my brother help me doing some commercialized, cool, creative videos, which also unleash other aspects of myself that it was somehow hidden, which mm-hmm. is the creative side. I write a concept of a film, which end up in a film festival. I even make two other films with it. And all of that is because I just wanted to just stop the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see that the impact should be now. I give it a time. And at least if you feel that you haven't made an impact to yourself, look around. You actually make an impact with your surroundings and the most important people, which is your family.
Mm-hmm.
And the second decision is that when I want to go back to Sweden, okay, I like it back home, but I at least need to finish my master's. But I finished my master's. Let's say two internships actually before joining Northvolt. And all of this helped me at the end with all this context that I was been speaking, and is that landing on Northvolt, and even if it's late, it's better than nothing. And I came even with a different energy, with learning about myself more, trying to make an impact to other people's life. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice to think about it, not now, but after a couple of years.
Like, you don't have to see the results now.
Exactly.
That's sort of how Northvolt is built too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a vision and a plan, but you're not necessarily seeing it right in front of you, but you're working towards it.
Exactly. And this is very, very important. And one of the reasons why I joined Northvolt is that you know that after many years, people will work on those systems that you're mm-hmm. doing. People will work on those processes that you're drafting. I'm not saying about my team. I'm even like anyone who's hearing us, like what you're doing now, people will work on
you're
it later
part
on.
Part of the groundwork of
and
everything.
And that's fantastic, say, experience and fantastic
legacy.
Yeah, legacy. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio and joining us, Haider. This was really, really nice. And I appreciate you coming in to Stockholm to do this.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for inviting me. I'm always, always glad to participate. And To get some warmth down south.
Thank you guys for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, go and listen to the other episodes of Challenge Accepted.